Hey there, welcome to Radio Mojo, the podcast. I'm Jo McGarry. I'm so happy that you're here. This is, for long-term listeners, the same as Radio Mojo, but in podcast form, just to make it easier and more accessible for you all. Hopefully, still with the same amount of fun and informative interviews with chefs and winemakers, startups, creators, and everybody who plays a part in making the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii part of our lives. We're looking forward to another season, and we're so happy that you're joining us. Enjoy the interviews. And if you want to know more about Radio Mojo and the work that we do with restaurants, then please go to our website, mojomcgarry.com. Especially if you think that you might want to start up your own. We'd love to see you there and we'd love to be of help. Enjoy the interviews. Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's lovely to have you with us. This morning, I'm in a very popular new place. And if you're a foodie living in Honolulu and you have not yet been to the Inspired Chef at Chef Zone, really, we have a treat for you. I'm going to be spending some time this morning talking with one of the founding team members of the Inspired Chef, Becky Choi. She's joining me. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Jo.
So doing nice good. To see you. Now, before we even speak about the Inspired Chef, what I would love to do is let people understand a little bit of your background, because those of us who've been in the food world for quite some time remember that you started a wonderful place to shop.
Well, I did have my partner back then, and we had Strawberry Connection, and it was on a whim. You know, when you're arrogant and you're young, you can do anything you put your mind to. We started off with $1,000 of investment, and then it just grew. Our first product was asparagus and not strawberries, but nobody ever knew that. And it was a wild ride. It was so much fun.
But it was at a time, too, when there weren't specialty food stores in Honolulu. Basically, there were neighborhood food stores, some grocery stores, obviously, but you really were a very big deal. I mean, people who wanted to buy different things and gourmet products, you were the only person doing it at that time.
But it started off really small. Mm-hmm. Our first location was out of my mother's store in Chinatown. And reading and just enjoying the magazines at the time, the Bon Appetit, and that helped. And I had really good mentors. So it's a desire to learn and to be able to have unusual things there.
And it was a passion of yours. I mean, it became very quickly something that people recognized that you were an expert at. You seemed to be very strong in immediately building relationships with the kind of producers that were really starting to break into this world of gourmet foods. And that's, I think, something that you've brought with you today to the Inspired Chef. You still have that ability to make a great connection with food producers. And is that something that you enjoy about the whole thing?
Yes, but it's really old school. You know, I look at what the vendors can provide from the company and what we can do. But it's not where, if I'm so big, I don't need you. It's going back to sincerity and the need of a really good product. And, you know, I think because I felt strongly of certain product lines, the vendors understood. And then we were able to, you know, really push and sell the products that we carried.
What kind of things today at the Inspired Chef share with us some of, I mean, all the products are fabulous, right? But we can't talk about them all in one short burst. But just let's talk about some of your favorites, you know, whether it's because of the producers or just because the products themselves are so great.
Well, Bindi was one of the very first really variety type products that we brought in. It's a Italian dessert company. And, you know, working with them has been such a blessing. They have certain standards, met what we needed, and this product sold for itself. Once you taste it, you're sold. Same with Villa Monadori. Chef got to meet Massimo Bottura this summer, and we believe in his balsamic vinegar, his cherry vinegar, and his olive oil. Simple. And one of my dreams is to bring him in so everybody can experience him.
That would be such a fantastic trip for him to make, and he'd get such a warm welcome in Hawaii. Let's go back to Bindi for a second. You mentioned that they're a very well-known Italian dessert company. I think what's incredible about Bindi is that when you open up a box, whether it's this Christmas's panettone or mm-hmm. some other dessert, the freshness and lightness of the dessert is just, it's insane to think it's come all the way from Italy and it's as fresh as if you were standing on a street corner, or it seems that way to us. I have to say, the panettone is the best I have ever tasted. Isn't it a delight?
It is, and right now, I'm so proud to be able to have on hand the gluten-free, the limoncello, and the mini.
How fantastic. They are just, if you haven't been, I said this at the beginning, if you haven't been to an Inspired Chef yet, at Chef Zone, just come just for the panettone for Christmas, because I don't think anyone in Hawaii, if you've only ever been exposed to panettone at Costco, and it's nice that they bring it in because we wouldn't have had a lot of it before, or in some other nice stores, this is in a whole different class.
Well, you know, I think because Hawaii, there's certain segments that really know panettone, but you have to look at the price point, but you have to look at the quality. Mm-hmm. So I think Bindi is right there, and we're giving away.
Oh, yes, yes, that's
right. Don't forget the giveaways. This Friday, we're going to pull a name, so you need to come in and fill out the entry blank.
Right.
One of the gluten-free panettones. Mm-hmm. Next week will be the limoncello. And the following week, just before Christmas,
it's the Giants.
Somebody will be lucky enough to win the 11-pound panettone.
Imagine, how many people do you think that would feed?
A nice party.
No kidding.
And it's going to last, because this was meant to be enjoyed and bring good luck mm-hmm. all the way to February 3rd. That's right. When they celebrate,
right,
apparently in Italy. So, you know, it's a nice feeling to be able to share something like this.
And especially when I see people coming in here and you do tastings with them. And I can see a lot of people who just, their eyes are popping. As soon as they taste something, they're like, that really is the most fantastic quality. Can we talk a little bit about the Cipriani products? Especially that amazing pasta that I'm addicted to now.
I have been so lucky to have met the reps from Cipriani. And if you look at their history, Giuseppe Cipriani was the one who founded Harry's Bar.
Yep.
And
where I have spent many happy hours.
Yes, but you weren't there when he had all the actors, the actresses.
No, I wasn't. I'm not that old,
Becky. I know, that's why you weren't there. And Maria Callas and Ernest Hemingway. Well, he created the original carpaccio recipe mm-hmm. because an actress couldn't eat cooked meat. And at the end of the war, he created the Bellini cocktail.
The Bellini, yeah.
But we have the Bellini mocktail. And if you want to turn it into the original cocktail, just add Prosecco.
So this will give people an idea of what kind of quality we're talking about. So the mocktail is fresh peach juice captured in a bottle. Mm-hmm. It is, I opened up one the other night because one of my sons was digging around in the fridge and he goes, this looks fantastic. So we opened it and had it with just a little spritz of sparkling water just to give it a little bit of effervescence. It was just heavenly. And it's so reminiscent of the actual taste of a true Bellini. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm talking about, Becky, is you have products here that really do, when you're eating them, feel like they're coming from the source, you know, which is so unusual.
Well, they've really expanded. From Harry's Bar, they have luxury hotels around the world. They have 5 restaurants, and we were lucky enough to visit one mm-hmm. this summer in New York. They have a very special club there, too, which is very exclusive, but so interesting.
And the quality is in everything. So you have yep. boxes of pasta here. And everyone, when you come to Inspired Chef, what you're going to notice is these beautiful Tiffany blue boxes everywhere, almost as if you were walking into Tiffany. But they all contain food, dried pasta. The dried pasta is unbelievable.
Well, one takes only 2 to 3 minutes to cook.
Yep.
So you can't walk away from your stovetop.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other one is 4 to 5, but they also have the sauces that can accompany it. Then they have the zero champagne. That can be mixed with your Bellini.
For a complete mocktail.
For a complete mocktail.
What would you say, because there are so many products here now at the Inspired Chef, and for someone coming for the first time, it's a lot. I mean, it really is. You walk in and there's just some beautiful things to look at. What would you say are some of the, not your favorites, but some of the things you'd like people to pick up and go home with, to just to give them an idea of what we're talking about here, quality?
Well, you know, I didn't know at the time when I picked up the Casale line that it was all over Italy. The other day, I was thrilled because a customer just gushed. She said, I don't have to have this sent to me anymore. But Casale took years to develop their mixes. They wanted something with incredible taste, but fast. One of the products is either the porcini or the truffle pasta, and that will take you 12 minutes to make for three. We suggest chicken broth instead of water,
mm-hmm.
but if you're vegan, you can use vegetable broth. You just add 2 tablespoons of olive oil, the whole packet, you're done in 12 minutes.
It's and it really is fantastic. I mean, anyone who's a bit snobby about, oh, dried pasta, you know, anyone can do that. No, this is way beyond dried pasta. This is a pasta that has been dried in a very specific way.
Correct.
So that when you reconstitute it with water or chicken broth or vegetable broth, you have the silkiness of freshly made pasta. And I know because I make pasta all the time and I love it. And I am now doubting whether I will ever have to make it again, because 4 minutes versus an afternoon, you know, it's really something. But I really just want people to know that not only is it a joy to come in here and see you, because you're here and you're helpful and you have so much knowledge, but the products that they're going to go home with are really, every single one is a delight. I mean, I buy something when I come every week, and I go home and it's another new thing. Like last week I took home the lemon olive oil. We drizzled it on everything. It is just fantastic. So
I'm sold out.
That's all right. You'll get more of it. So, Becky, we want people to come in now through the holidays, but of course, Inspired Chef is here to stay right within its little perch at Chef Zone on Ualena Street. And we just look so forward to more and more of the new products that you bring in, and hopefully some chefs that you'll persuade to come into Hawaii as well. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yes, but I'm very excited. And, you know, the products here are not just for every, you know, specific people. We are trying to satisfy people with needs. Like you have to have lower salt or no salt, even gluten-free. But the bar that we want is the quality has to be up there, you know.
So it's going to be the best low salt that you ever had.
Yeah.
You'll find the Inspired Chef within Chef Zone. You can't miss it. It's a beautifully designed, decorated space. Do come down and visit with Becky if you can before the holidays. It really will make your holiday shopping a whole lot easier. Oh, and there are gift baskets, which I know are selling out really quickly, but if you want to come down and have a look, there's a beautiful array of food shopping gift baskets. Someone I know came in because they'd heard us talking, they'd heard a podcast, and she was so delighted, first of all, with your help and the fact that she did all of her Christmas shopping in one go. She texted me and said that was it. She was done shopping and she was so happy.
Thank you so much, Joe.
It was lovely to chat with you, Becky. Becky Choi is the food expert over here at Inspired Chef. Come down and chat with her and you'll see why it's such a fun place to shop. We are going to go and take a short break. Thank you so much for being with us on Radio Mojo. We'll see you next time. Hey, thank you for listening to Radio Mojo, the podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed today's interviews. If you want to know more about Mojo and the work that we do with restaurants and other businesses, then please go to our website, mojomcgarry.com. You can contact us from there. We so look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you on the next Radio Mojo, the podcast.